What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Tuesday. Thank you for being here with us. It's very nice to have you along for the ride. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Gwen Stefani. Thanks, Gwen. You're a delight. Make sure... Are we doing this three times a day again this week? So 9, noon, and 5.
Friday's the last day.
Oh, boy. And then the grand prize winner will be selected. Be listening this week at 9, noon, and 5. Especially at 9, because we're on and we're super self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock, we'll give you a little code word and the special text contest number, which you should already have starred in your favorites. And you could win a chance to win a trip for two to see Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl, Las Vegas residency at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. We'll fly you there. We'll put you up. We'll give you a little spending money. And you get to go see Gwen. Oh, and you're in Vegas. Oh, my God. So exciting. I know it.
Hey, Clarky.
Yeah, my darling.
You watched the Friends reunion, right?
I did.
And what did you think of it again?
I liked it.
I did too.
Did you watch it?
I did, and I really liked it. I feel for Matthew Perry and what he's clearly done to himself. But other than that, you know, that's sort of underlying it all. But I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I thought it was really good.
It reminded me of how much I loved that show. And they said, you know, you got to meet the creators, and which I thought was fascinating, actually. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they said was the one-line pitch for it is, it's a show about that time in your life where your friends are your family, which I didn't realize that that's what the show was about. Like, I couldn't have summed it up like that. But that is, John and I actually wound up talking about it a lot over the weekend, about how that is one of the most important times in your entire life, is that mm-hmm. you've sort of chosen this family, and nobody among you has their own family, because that's when that starts to splinter off. It's such an important formative time.
I actually kind of like it. Well, that seems very appropriate the way they put it there, but what I was thinking is, I don't know that there's Ted Lasso is the most recent example of a show that's funny but has a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Friends had that too, that had comedy, but there was also clearly, you know, some heart behind that show as well. So watching those clips replay, I was like, oh yeah, that one.
Right.
Oh yeah, that was really good. And so it was neat to see. And I don't know if anybody's avoided it because of the Matthew Perry thing, but the truth is, he's not as bad in the actual show as he was in that promo. The promo, he sounds wasted.
He does. He's definitely, there is a struggle happening there. And I don't know if he's mm-hmm. had something that he's not talking about, or if this is truly just a result of his abuses of mm-hmm. substances over the years. But he's difficult to watch because you're pulling for him. I felt like everyone was holding their breath, hoping that he would. Oh, he did it! Yeah. And he did it! Oh
no,
my God,
I know,
that was amazing!
I agree. And look, I don't want to. I hope. I don't even know what to say about it. I do know this. Every person who's ever been around an attic, we all make excuses for these people, hoping it's not that again. You know what I mean? Like, right. Oh, well, he says he hasn't slept. It must be that. Yes, lack of sleep can do that to you. But if you're an addict, it's more likely that you're back on your junk.
Right.
You know, or if, you know, the dental thing. Okay, really? All right.
Right.
Anyway, the point is, I really liked it, and it's certainly worth watching. And Matthew Perry doesn't ruin the whole thing for
not at all.
It's still really good.
I think that unfortunately for him, it's one of the saddest parts of it is that Chandler was the quick one, mm-hmm. like of yeah. all of them. And I get it; those lines were written for him, but he is such a sharp deliverer of a comedic line, and he was pulling it off.
Oh, yeah.
For a few years there in the middle of that, where he says he doesn't remember anything about three or so seasons of it. You could have fooled me. In fact, you did fool me.
Right.
You were amazing. And it's got to be difficult for all of them. This is the thing I keep coming back to. And I think it's an absolute tragedy that we're so focused on the way people look that they absolutely feel the need to jack their faces up. And
wow.
the only one who really seems to have truly let it go is Joey. And in the most delightful way.
I think Matt LeBlanc was great on the show.
Absolutely yeah. great.
He looked great. He was very, you know, relaxed.
Kind of a normal looking
comfortable
guy.
Comfortable in his right. own skin. He's
yes.
clearly gained a little weight. Doesn't care. His hair's gone gray. Doesn't care.
Right.
I thought that was great. You know, I don't know what Jen Aniston's had done, but I wish Courtney had used her doctor instead of.
Courtney looks.
Jen looks incredible.
There's something about Courtney's eyes that she's changed the whole look of her face. But mm-hmm. they all have had stuff done. Even Phoebe would turn to the side and her cheeks are so puffed up, you know, her cheekbones.
Oh, I didn't notice her at all. And I thought she looked great too.
You know what? By Hollywood standards, they clearly have the very best people doing the very best work on them, except Monica. But
she
looks great. I'm kidding.
She does.
Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack you. I watched it over the weekend and I thought it was really good. And the truth is I was avoiding it because I feared that Matthew Perry was just going to hurt my heart. And while it still does a little bit, the
yes.
truth is he got through it.
He did.
He got through it. And the show was certainly a good watch. If you like
it
that
is.
Show, you should watch it.
And if you remember liking it, and you haven't given it I haven't given that show a thought in years. And after the fact, well done, HBO Max. I will probably sit down and watch a few episodes.
Rewatch of them, yeah.
Yeah, just start from the beginning. Because honestly, John and I, we were in that same, I think we're all about the same age as those people are now. And it was very much that time in our lives. It mm-hmm. absolutely rung true with us. And it's well written and super clever. And I did truly care about those people. And they were on a break. For
yeah,
the record,
all that stuff was fun to watch. Yeah. So anyway, we're just talking about the Friends reunion, and yeah. it was I liked it. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Let's go to Hawaii, shall we?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, I have a couple things about Hawaii. Some bad news and some good news. The bad news is that Miles Teller, who is an actor, you'd recognize him. He's been in tons of stuff. He's good friends with Aaron Rodgers, or maybe he's good friends with Shailene Woodley, and that's why he's hanging out with Aaron Rodgers. Now they're good friends. But he and his wife were in Hawaii having a great time with Shailene and Aaron, who are, they're an item. They're engaged. If you don't know, Shailene Woodley, she's probably best known for those post-apocalyptic... Come on, Nikki. Give me the name of those
I know her from
books.
The Descendants,
yes.
which was a George Clooney movie, actually filmed in Hawaii.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's about 10 years ago, maybe. Oh, you know
Divergent.
What else? Divergent.
Secret
right.
Life of American Teenager.
And Big
Fault
Little
in our
Lies.
Stars.
She's one of the big stars yeah. on Big Little Lies.
And was Miles Teller the guy in that drum movie that got all that Oscar?
That sounds right. But he's been in a ton of like dumb young people romantic comedies I've seen him in. But he was also in, wasn't he in that movie with, where they were trying to get arms out of like Afghanistan
yeah.
or something?
Mm-hmm. He was in that movie. I forget
Is that
what
with Seth Rogen?
Was War that Dogs? Jonah Hill? Or?
Jonah Hill. I think mm-hmm. it's
Jonah
Hill. Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm. War Dogs. I don't know him from that, but I remember, if he's in the drum movie, then that's how I know him.
He was also in Footloose.
Oh.
The remake of Footloose?
Yeah.
I was going to say, in Footloose.
Him
he wasn't
even born. Shanley Woodley are friends because they did The Spectacular Now, and he's also in the Divergent series.
Oh, well, that makes sense. So they know each other. All anyway, they hit it off. They're friends. He's a married guy, and he got married in Maui, which is what a wonderful place to marry.
Lucky guy.
So they're all hanging out. Oh, there's him and his, oh boy, he is a lucky guy. That chick is a hot tamale. Look
hubba,
at that.
Hubba.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, she's a, ooh, drink her in. Oh, well, brunette chick squeezed into a dress.
I would love to disappoint her too.
Right. Ooh. Anyway, Miles Teller marries this lady. They don't even say her name in this particular story. And they're having a blast. They're in Hawaii. And on Wednesday, he and that lady we just saw, you didn't get to see her, but just imagine the hottest. You know what? She looks like Sofia Vergara's sister.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, she's very young. So on Wednesday of last week, Miles Teller and that hot wife of his were at a restaurant called the Monkey Pod Kitchen in Maui. You ever heard of that?
I don't recognize the name, no.
So Miles goes to the bathroom and a guy attacks him. Like punches him in the face. And it turns out this guy says that Miles Teller owes him $60,000 for planning his wedding. This guy's a wedding planner, and he went crazy in a men's room. They got married there in 2019, and this guy was their wedding planner. And I don't know if he's just got a screw loose.
I did read this, and I didn't even think about the name of the guy or whatever. What I read is that the dude who punched the attacker is actually his wife was the wedding planner.
Oh, that would make sense, I guess. Maybe, but Miles is saying we paid for our wedding.
I don't know anything about that. I started to read this story. It had Hawaii in it. I don't know Miles Teller. Like I said, I only know if he's the guy from the drum movie. That's where I know him from.
Yeah.
But what I read was this is the husband of the wedding planner.
Yeah. Look, this story says he's their wedding planner. So maybe they're a team, or maybe, you know, who knows? Every source has their own spin on things. Mm-hmm. This guy is saying Miles owes me $60,000, and that's why I took it out on his face. Police are investigating. No one's been arrested yet as of the publication of this particular story. But Miles Teller, and I'm sure he still overall had a great time in Hawaii. But that's a trip ruiner, getting a,
yes.
I don't know if he got a black eye or fat lip or what he got. Also, meanwhile, on Hawaii and on one of the islands, it doesn't say which one here, Mark Zuckerberg, did this, that hydrofoil surfing.
Yeah.
It looks really
lame.
Physical. No, it looks really fun actually to me, because you don't need a wave to do it. But you do need to do this weird, like,
pumping thing
with your body.
It. No, it's you know what too. It's probably a workout like you cannot believe.
Right, exactly.
The people who do it make it look fun, but the people who try it for the first time go, "How is this fun?"
Yeah, right. I don't understand the fun in this. So I follow Kai Lenny, and he's that's where I know about this at all mm-hmm. from, and he makes it look
effortless.
Yep.
It just seems to be he's part of the ocean, and not only does he do these, so I should explain, if you've never heard of this, it's like think of it as a double-decker surfboard. It's like an underwater kind of keel and then a stiff rod that comes up and supports a smallish surfboard. A decent-sized surfboard, but definitely not something.
People know hydrofoil boats, don't they?
Sure,
The thing is, it's a surfboard, and as it hits a certain speed, it lifts up off the water, and you're mm-hmm. actually on the keel. And
right.
So, but the thing is, if you're riding a wave, then you have speed necessary to stay up above the water. If you're in flats, you have to pump it to keep it up.
Yes. So you're doing some work to kind of keep it. It's something to do with the water pressure and the, you know, whatever. How
speed,
it cuts
right.
through, exactly, cuts through the water and some kind of shaping. I don't understand the science, but I've seen it done, and I've seen it done well. And this guy, Kai Lenny, is, I don't know if he's like the guy, but he's the guy I see doing it all
the
time.
He makes everything look easy, though, that guy.
And he's
so an incredible
cute.
Waterman.
What
and,
a
and he's very famous now. I mean, like, he's one of the best big wave surfers in the world. He's super handsome. His Instagram, I don't know how many Instagram followers he's got, but he's worldwide.
Oh, I'm sure tons of them, right?
And
he just looks like he's living his best life. Like, this guy's job really is to keep that tan even and let's get some good shots of you doing fun things on the ocean.
Right.
And maybe he also is a bank teller. I don't know. I doubt it, though. So Mark Zuckerberg, he's out on this foil board. And he does not, there's so much happening in this story because, as you know, he's afraid of everything. The sun. We all saw him dressed as a mime out there on the water paddleboarding a few months back. And now he's got something called a shark bands.
I have one of those.
Oh, you do? And what do you think about this?
I think I have one of those. So it's the, it looks like a watch, but it's...
It's an ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
And it emits an electrical current that supposedly keeps sharks away.
So I got one for Christmas from Jan, my brother Jan, everyone.
Well, he wants you to live.
And
good guy.
And yeah, you know, I've read that they don't work at all and they're a complete joke, and I've also read they do work. So there have been times when I go out by myself at, you know, 5 a.m. and I'm the only person in the water, and I've put it on. And I don't know that I'd put it on. No, I can say for sure I don't put it on every day or even once a month, but there have been early mornings alone when I'm like looking at it going, why not?
Why not?
Why wouldn't I?
If it did have some effect,
right.
Whether you knew it or not,
right.
Maybe that thing has saved your life. Who knows?
Right.
So the thing is, it emits an electrical current that supposedly keeps sharks away, but it seems weird to me that you don't feel that when you have the thing on. But maybe it's something that they can read with their shark radar. Or something. The other thing he has is a zebra pattern on the bottom of his board.
Right, that's
another. They want to see a solid shape.
Well, he has a lot to live for, Sarah.
He certainly has billions of reasons to live.
Right.
And many of those billions are right up there in the hills and on the coast of one of the islands where he's got his compound. So I thought it was just so cute because he... called out Kai, because of course Kai Lenny, who else, right? So here's there's a shot
is this
of him.
His private lesson with Kai Lenny, is that what you're showing us?
I'm not. This is someone who is there to save him, I guess, in a boat. He just has assistants who are like, oh, look out, Mark. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, whatever. So someone's filming him from
I think he does have private lessons with Kai, though.
Oh, why sure not, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, at Kai Lenny, am I doing this right? And I'm going to say he doesn't look nearly as easy on the thing as...
Oh, he's doing it, though.
He's doing
he
it.
He's doing it.
I just don't know. Oh,
I would bet you that he paid Kai for private lessons, and why he's shouting out to him.
Right. Well, or
and
he
good
just
for Kai
like
if he got paid, you know, whatever, $1,000 an hour to spend a day on the water with this guy. Who cares, right?
Right.
Good money.
It does. I mean, even Mark, if he's pulling it off, Mark Zuckerberg is on this hydrofoil and is just, he's well above the water. He's not doing any flips, though. Kai, that's probably what Kai will teach him at their next lesson.
Right.
I just thought it was really cute.
You know, the guy I know that sort of started this thing, I can't remember his name. He's been on our show before. He is...
the guy who has the place out in Lemoore?
No. It's the guy, the Hawaiian guy. He rides big waves, and he's known for that. But he's ridden these on huge conditions. He's ridden these hydrofoils. That was sort of where I first saw them. And now you see them quite a bit, actually. Even around here in California, people ride them. I can't think of the guy's name, though. He's married to Gabby Reese, the volleyball player.
Yes.
Is that her name?
His name is... It's right on the tip of my tongue. Mark something.
Or it doesn't matter. Anyway, they've been around a little
Laird
while. They're
Hamilton?
Gaining more popularity.
Laird Hamilton.
Laird. Right.
You said Mark?
I know. Oh, hi, Mark. I don't know. hey, before we go, just really quickly, I wanted to mention that A Quiet Place 2 has just scored a pandemic-era best opening in actual theaters. People want to see more A Quiet Place. It scored a $57 million opening, which is, by today's standards, humongous. Cruella, which is also available at home, but is in theaters, is looking at a more subdued debut, $26 million.
I watched that. Boy, I didn't think I watched much, and now in retrospect, it turns out I thumbs down on your zombie movie.
Yes, terrible.
Thumbs up on the Friends reunion, and thumbs Cruella is not for me. They did a great job, and it is for teenage girls.
Okay.
In my opinion. But for me, I watched it and went, okay, she's a good actress. It's fine.
You watch with the missus?
Yes, and we both ended up going, that's not for us.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but it was well done.
But if you watch the whole thing, it held you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Drunk barbecuing and making out after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.